Target has launched a new paid membership called Target Circle 360. According to CNBC, the subscription tier, Target Circle 360, will include unlimited free same-day delivery for orders over $35 in as little as 1 hour with no delivery fees and 2 free day shipping, along with other perks. The paid membership tier will launch in early April and initially cost $49 per year. It will cost $99 per year after the company's promotional period, which ends May 18th. Customers who have a Target Circle credit card will be able to pay the lower price of $49 per year beyond that. Target also said that it plans to relaunch its free Target Circle loyalty program, which debuted in 2019, to make it easier to use and more personalized. For example, members who belong to the free program will have discounts automatically applied rather than having to scan through deals on the app. These moves also come as Target posted its first annual year-over-year sales decline since 2016. An important note. And my question for you is this. As said about a month ago, that how enticing this membership rollout is would be a barometer for Target's new marketing leadership. Have they hit it out of the park, or are you left wondering why I need to pay $99 a year for Target Circle 360?
Yeah, I guess I have a lot of questions here. I think first it comes down to basic relationship economics. Mm-hmm. I give you X, you give me Y in return. In this case, mm-hmm. I give you $99 a year and you give me free 2 day shipping and same day delivery on orders over $35. But here's the question I have. Like, this is not comparable to Walmart and Amazon's programs, even a little bit. Like, if you pay $99 or $139 respectfully, you get a lot of benefits for that program. You get gas discounts, you mm-hmm. get Paramount Plus discounts. Mm-hmm. And I just, to me, this just feels like a rebranding of Shipt, really. Like, Shipt is $99 a year.
That's what I was going to ask you. It is, right? Like, you had this opportunity already just to buy a Shipt membership, right? I mean,
right. And the Red Card benefits, I think, here, like, again, for Red Card holders, like, yes, cutting the rate, the yearly rate in half for Red Card holders is great. I think the things I like about it are being able to have deals automatically added to your app. Like, I think they're thinking about that in terms of enhancing the overall, like, process and involvement that you need as a consumer to be able to get some of the deals that they're talking about. But it's still not enough for me. And I'm a little surprised that they moved to release this, especially since they're already behind Walmart and Amazon with these subscription programs. I'm a little surprised that they didn't leverage their Target brand equity to get some more partnerships involved in here before they went live with the launch. But what are your thoughts on it?
I agree. It feels rushed for that reason, 100%. And the other point I want to ask you too is, like, do you think it's going to be the growth vehicle that Target expects it to be? Because they're also touting this as the growth vehicle for 2024. I mean, what's your take on that before I kind of give you my thoughts? I'm curious what you think there.
I mean, we've always said, right? Like, if you can get people to pay $99 a month, that's right. Fine. But they've been able to pay $99 a month for Shipt for the last however many years,
right,
since 2018 or whenever they acquired Shipt. Like, and Shipt hasn't seen the growth that they thought it would. So I guess I'm curious here, like, where they're going to see that growth. What's going to really drive that for Target without these
right
added benefits.
So you're skeptical of it too. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I think the growth actually might come from just the rebrand of the automated discounts in the Circle program itself. Like, that's something we've long wanted. You and I both have talked about how great that would be. Now, we don't understand the dynamics of that, of somebody that actually does it. And I think it's very imitatable too. Mm-hmm. I mean, if Target can do it, so can everyone else. It's pretty straightforward. So if it starts working, it's going to be short-term growth and the market will recalibrate, but it could work. But to your point about the membership fee, I 100% agree with you. I mean, the first thing that stood out to me is, like, okay, what do you get for this? Mm-hmm. And is it really worth it? Like, you get, like you said, no gas, no streaming service, nothing else cool. The other point I would bring up, but I thought this was really interesting too, is, doesn't Target already have Drive Up? So I don't get the value equation here. So if you read the headlines yesterday, curbside pickup is what spurred their digital growth in Q4. Mm-hmm. And so Target thinks now that a costly same day delivery benefit will be a boon to growth when the sales numbers in total are still down year over year. Mm-hmm. How does that line up? Less people are shopping Target now, and Target is asking those fewer amounts of people to pay more for a service that they can go to the store and do themselves and not pay for, i.e. via drive up. So like, my question for you is, Aaron, when I put it in that context, would you pay $99 a year to not do curbside pickup? Like, no. I don't think it makes sense, right?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that you have your demographic of core shipped same day delivery people who this is a pattern and behavior that they've developed. But I don't think that it's, again, like, what are you giving me for $99? I don't think that there's a value there. And I, you know, Chris, I was trying to think, I'm like, what if I was still at Target, what were some things that I could easily add onto this that wouldn't give an extra cost for Target to implement? Right. Like, there's a few things that I thought of right off the bat, like priority access to design partnership launches, like paid subscription Target Circle 360 member, do I get early access to those brand, you know, the DVF launch? Do I get priority curbside pickup? Like, is there the possibility that my orders could be bumped to the top of the list to be fulfilled earlier? Like, do I get early store hours for post holiday clearance deals? Like, are there exclusive Target.com events, access to Target? Like, there's all these things that Target's doing. It's like, how can you tie it in to just like, bolster that.
And in fairness to Target, it's not a static offering, right?
No.
And I think it was even alluded to some degree that this may not be done. They may still be, you know, putting more benefits into this. And God, I hope so. But, you know, even the economics of it, like, even if you get a certain portion of your membership base to trade into this at $49 or $99, if you're trading out that for a curbside drive up order, the economics of that are not going to pay off very well over time either, because that's a much more expensive way to fulfill. So this to me feels 100% rush. It feels in response to the performance. The other point I didn't see today is they said they're going to grow the business by, I think it was like $50 billion in the next 10 years. And I'm just like, we got to dive. I saw that this morning. We got to dive into that too.
And 300 new
stores. 300 new stores and how they're going to get that. I mean, they're not even at $100 billion yet in the last 10 years too. So that's a pretty big growth rate. And I just don't understand where that's coming from. So a lot more to come here. It's always a fun topic, but let's keep rolling, man.